Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy Young Mills on Keep It 100 Radio. How's everybody doing today on this nice sunny Saturday? You know, the Most High smiling down on all of us, man. So, I hope everybody, you know, had a good day. But it's still very early out there. You know, the sun is still shining, you know. You know, I had a little errands, you know, little stuff they had to do, you know, run around, you know. Y'all know how that go. But no further ado, we're going to kick it off. We're going to start off by talking about the guy who, you know, they got killed by the shark. That was my first time seeing that video the other day, and when I actually seen the video. That's the crazy part about it. I actually seen the video. How I feel about it. I think it's wow. You know, but okay, before I tell you how I feel about it, I want to comment on the lady. I'm not going to call the lady out her name and all that, like stupid or anything like that. But I think what she did was stupid. You know what I mean? I think that she really could have done something. You know what I mean? Even if she, you know, didn't run out to the water or anything like that. But you know what I mean? She could have made a phone call. I mean, something should have went down. You know what I mean? I mean, just to sit there and just to sit there and watch the shark attack him like that. Just to sit there and watch him. That's like sitting and watch two grizzly bears gnawing on a person's face. You see what I'm saying? Like, the person's still alive, so we gotta do something, because this person can still be here. Now, they're gonna be messed up, you know, but at least we can still save him, you know, help him out. Now, I'm not saying go out there and fight the bear, you know, anything like that, but try to get some, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Try to get some help, you know. It's crazy, man. It's crazy just to sit there and watch that video, or just, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy to me. I think the lady should have made a phone call or do something. And it looks like she was at the beach. So you mean to tell me, you know, you couldn't really see other people there? But it's a beach, so I'm assuming that there was had been some other people there. But that's besides the point. She was the one the voice that we heard. So I think that she should have made that phone call. I think she should have tried to save this man's life. That's just my opinion. You know, everybody got their own opinion, but that's just how I feel. You know, I think she could have just tried to make a phone call. You at the beach, so somebody should have been there that, you know, that could have done something. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's just my opinion. Sorry, that's just my opinion. Sorry, y'all. I'm just drinking some water. By the way, everyone, it's starting to get hot. Everyone should just, you know, sip on some water, man. Don't drink sodas. You know, I don't even really care too much about sodas. The only time I stopped drinking soda for years, but the only time I would drink a soda if something was going on and that's all they had, then yeah, I would drink the soda. But I'm not a real big fan of sodas, and I've been stopped drinking those. Like, sodas is not really good for you. So I think everyone should just stop drinking sodas, man. For seriously. Just stop drinking. Like, it does your body nothing. I'm not gonna say it does your body good, because it don't. It don't. So, you know, all my listeners out there, man, please stop drinking sodas, man. It ain't good for you. You know, if I was drinking sodas the way I drink water, ain't no telling what my insides will look like. You know what I mean? Just because I love water, man. I love it. God put us down here for us. So I love drinking water, man. I love it. I would drink a bottle like it ain't nothing, man. I love it. But that's just you know, I ain't going to spend all day on that. That's just something that, you know, I'm drinking water now. So I'm just, you know, why I'm doing this podcast. But anyway, yeah, I really think that person should have tried to help versus just... just sitting there. Like, I really think she should have done something. Like, made an attempt. Do something. I mean, it's recorded. It's just... And that's another insane part, too. It's being recorded. Like, it ain't even... Oh, man. It ain't... Yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, prayers out to that man family, man. Real big prayers out to that man's family, man. Because that's insane. To sit and watch somebody, you know, getting attacked by a shark like that, man. Just to sit and watch it. Like, you see stuff like that on TV, but you don't never think to see that stuff live. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is for real on movies and TV shows. That stuff is, you can say cut, and you know, everybody's fine. You know, no limbs torn off, nothing like that. Everybody's just fine. But this right here is for real. You see what I'm saying? So, again, man, prayers out to that man family. The next topic, you know, we just gonna have a little conversation. I still feel the same way about the Target situation. I still feel the same way about this whole, you know, Pride Month thing. Like, you know, the Bible, you know, they... Look, the Bible speaks on same sex, and clearly it's a sin. And I gotta continue to keep saying this. I never said I was a pastor. I never said I was a prophet. But I do read my Bible. I do read it, and I share the scriptures too. Anything to make the big homie happy, man. That God is the big homie. So this is... Here's another thing too. We all have a purpose on this earth. And I said it before. Some people may not know what their purpose are. Some people may know what their purpose are. And the way how consistent I am with doing this, I wouldn't be surprised if this is what I'm supposed to do. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna go off the limb and say this is what we're supposed to do. You know. But, yeah, everybody could have a different purpose. You see what I'm saying? Like, that person could do this, that person could do that. But either way, it all still comes together to get God's word out. But some people might do it a different way. Like, see, me, you know, I have my moments with God. I type it up or text it up, whatever you want to call it. You know, and I post it and... You know, like, get the social media areas, you know, stuff like that. And you got some people there that stand outside and do it. And, you know what I mean? Like I said, everybody's different, man. Everybody's different. But regardless of how you do it, it don't even matter how you do it. As long as you get the word out there, that's what matters. So, all my listeners out there, man, y'all definitely do the same thing, man. Definitely do the same thing. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Definitely do the same thing. Pray every day. You know, this is end times. Repent. You know, Jesus is coming soon. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And this is the time you need to be, you know, repenting and stuff like that. Yeah, that game. I want to speak on this game, too. They released it. Well, I don't know if they released it or not. It might have did. I mean, I don't really don't care for it because I'm not purchasing it. So, I really don't care. But, again, I don't know if it's out or it's about to come out. I don't know. But they released a game called Diablo. That game... Wow. That game should be taken off the shelf. I might angle spend too many. It's been a long time up here. But that game should be taken off the shelf, man. I don't even know why y'all even bother to even, you know, share that. Like, why would you even put that out there? Like, it's crazy how so many big companies, billionaires, you know, they just out here promoting the devil like it's a mixtape or something, or it's a new TV series or something, or it's a, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Why are y'all even giving this man any love? Like, why y'all even giving him the attention like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not... Why? Like, why would you give him attention? See, y'all gotta understand. I'm saying all these things because I know it's wrong for you to be giving him this attention like that. You giving the wrong person the attention. You should not be giving him the attention. Yeah, he mad. I can care less. But you shouldn't be giving him the attention. That's the wrong person. You know, y'all, I mean, they want to come out with a game called Diablo and y'all gonna go out there and purchase it and stuff like that. I don't even see the point. Why would y'all even do that? You see what I'm saying? And another thing or two I want to speak on too, you know, with the Elon Musk, you know, with the whole implanting the chip in your head and all that stuff. And I'm gonna need y'all to understand that this is nothing to be proud about. You know, it's nothing to run out and go purchase. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so let's say for an example that me created a pill. Like a pill you take, like Tylenol and all that. Let's say if I create a pill and I told you that this pill is going to clear your headaches, so stop your headaches. It'll stop all pain in your arm, legs, feet. It'll stop all that. But for it to work, this is nothing you know, as a pill, this is nothing something you got to swallow. This is a pill you got to go in your head. You got to go in your brain. I don't see... Now, mind you, it sounds good. Because a lot of people, they have headaches. A lot of people, they have pains in their feet and their arms and their legs and stuff like that. People have pains. We not perfect. We all going to have some type of pain somewhere. But for what I just told you, what this pill does, you guys are going to be like, oh, okay, I'm down with it. I'm all for it. You know what I mean? Because I got this pain and this pain and all this. And the third, it sounds good. It sounds good. Just like he said, it'll help your eyes and, you know, stuff like that. Like, it sounds good. It sounds good. You see what I'm saying? And not, mind you, try to help people see. Well, that's funny that he said that, because that's what Jesus did. Are y'all not following me? This man think he's the Most High. He think he's the King of Kings. You see what I'm saying? So, again, Y'all gotta understand, this stuff that's being created is not for us. God do not want us to be doing all that. He didn't create us to get a pill in our head or a chip in our head and some of that. No. None of that stuff don't belong to us. See, and this thing is, a lot of people think that cyborg and being a whole robot type thing is the best thing ever. But it's not. But anyway, to get back to what I was saying, I put this pill in your head. That's where it goes. It's not a pill that you swallow. It's one that got to go in your head. So now I got to go cut your head open, put this, insert it in, stitch you back up, you know, and go about your business. Now, mind you only did it because it eliminates the pain. But not thinking that it's going to do other things. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's going to do other things. So now I'm in the control of it now. So once it's in there, that's it. It's over, you know? But again, we're not made to put this stuff in our head. But like I said, people, when they have it, y'all got to really think about this type of stuff that's going on. Y'all got to really take the time, really think about what stuff that's going on. This is not for us to be putting in our skin and in our head and stuff like that. We know we was not put on this earth to be doing stuff like that. We was not put on this earth to make those type of decisions, especially those dumb decisions. You think the Most High want us to do something like that? Seriously? You see, it's so much stuff. Like, you think the Most High would want you to be gay? There weren't no robots when Jesus was walking. There wasn't no people having walking around with chips in their brain when Jesus was walking. So why in the world would you guys think this is cool? And that's the big problem with a lot of these people. They're not thinking it through. Everything that's being created is not cool. Like, you didn't hear so many accidents about the Teslas. You know, people still buying them like it's candy. You know what I mean? They just buying them. But again, it's your money. Do you. But I think people need to do better with their thinking. Because this right now, it's not cool. Like I said, we live in the end times, man. Look, man, y'all need to pay attention, man. If you don't know what's going on, try to find out what's going on. You try to find out what's going on. At least make an attempt to try to find out what's going on. Don't just sit here and just, you know what I mean, not have no care in the world. And you see somebody advertise something that, you know, that other people know is wrong. And you looking at it like, that, it don't seem wrong to me. It seems cool. The only reason why it seems cool to you, because I just told you that it eliminates pain. And you have pain. So the only way for you to eliminate this pain is that they're going to have to insert it in your brain. Which, by the way, it doesn't go there. Nothing goes in your brain. Nothing. You don't put no chip. You don't put no pills. You don't put no needle. None of that. None of that go. You can't walk around here with that stuff in your head. This is not what we was created to have in us. If God wanted to put this in us, he would have put it in us. So why would you sit here and do that? And yo, we talking about in your brain here. We're not talking about your arm, finger, and your pinky. Right? No, we talking about your brain. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on, people. Come on. The Most High got to be up there shaking his head like, this don't make no sense. This don't make no sense. This don't make no sense. I mean, we gonna, you know, people, like I said, man, God is the big homie, man. He had done so much stuff for all of us, including you guys. You know, so I'm telling you this, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm not just, you know, just laying around. I'm laying around. No, I mean, I'm looking at and hearing and listening to the information that's going on. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't I not? I mean, it's important to know what's going on, right? I mean, we all live in the end times. But see, I read my Bible. You know what I mean? It's, you know, with the fire, the Canada. Man, let me tell you something. For a minute, I didn't even know why it looked so foggy. It looked like dust light. I didn't even know what was going on. You know what I mean? I didn't think that was it. Like, come on now. Like, it looks like this. I'm not going to be like, oh, shoot, that's Canada. No. I found out later on. Well, I found out that morning. Like, what in the world? That's crazy. Like, wow. That is crazy. Like, that, wow. You know, like, prayers out to those people in Canada too, man. Prayers out to those people over there, man. Prayers out to them. For them that had to deal with all that. You know, man, it's one thing that we got to deal with, the foggy, the dust. Like, well, they actually got, they ain't going, they over there in hell in it. Like, they over there, they actually there. You see what I'm saying? It's different between us being here and them actually being there, actually can really just a strong smell, and they can see it and stuff like that. But yeah, man, definitely prayers out to them people over there, man. I ain't never been to Canada, but I know their nose and stuff like that. It's just torn apart, torn all the pieces, man. But yeah, definitely prayers out to them. But yeah, just wanted to hop on, man, and have a little conversation with y'all about some, you know, a couple of things, you know, here and there. You know, man, I pray that everyone stay prayed up, man. Continue to keep God first, man. Use this time to repent, man. We're living in end times. You know, have a little conversation with God every now and then, man. I mean, the big homie just sitting there. You know what I mean? Talk to him. I mean, he want all of us to talk to him. He don't want to just, you know, just get up in the morning and not say thank you. Or, you know what I mean? No, some type of acknowledgement, man. You got to acknowledge the big homie, man. You got to. I do it every day. I tell the big homie thank you. I tell him thank you for another day. I tell him that every single day. I have my moments with him every single day. So, you know, man, I encourage my listeners, y'all do the same thing, man. Do the same thing. It's not going to hurt you. Do the same thing. Do the same thing. The rapture is coming soon, man. All that stuff is coming, man. So, while this earth is still here, you guys need to be doing that, yo. Do it. Do it. Do it. Don't be sitting around just killing time, man. I mean, sitting out here just laying around, all that stuff. You need to be out here talking to the Most High, man. Talk to him. Talk to him. The man. You got 7 days in a week. And you can't even take a few minutes to even tell him thank you. You can't even take a few minutes to give praise. You can't even take a few minutes to talk to him. You know what I mean? Like, you got 7 days in a week. And you ain't even acknowledge him. You can't acknowledge him twice out the 7 days. You see what I'm saying? So, and like I said, I am in a position where I can say that. I can say that because this is what I do. I do this every single day. I literally do this every single day, every day. So I'm telling you guys, I think you need to be doing this. You know, I'm not just saying it just to be saying it. No, I really do this. I really do this. I'm not making none of this stuff up. I really do this. If I could show you guys my prayers, man, I would. I have a whole lot of them. So I'm just saying. I mean, a whole lot of scriptures I didn't share, you know, post on it, I will show you guys. But I'm for real about this stuff. You know what I mean? I know we living in end times, you know? I want my plate to be clean when that time come. I mean, I be straight. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, God know ain't none of us on this earth is perfect. But see, we got the time, you know what I mean, to repent. Because he realized he already know that none of us was perfect. He already know. But see, now it's your time to repent. You see what I'm saying? Do it. Do it. I'm telling you guys, you need to be doing it. Do it. What's the harm in doing it? Like, come on, man. Just do it. Just do it. But other than that, everyone stay prayed up, man. Continue to keep God first. Continue to You know, keep talking to the Most High. If you ain't never talked to him, now you need to start today. Go ahead and have a conversation with him. He waiting. You know, I ain't the only one. It's other people out here that talk to him. I ain't the only one. But it's also people out here that don't communicate with him. So for the ones that don't do that, start doing this today. Start. You know what I mean? And never stop praying either. Pray without ceasing, man. I say that a lot. Continue to keep start doing that. You know, start doing it. But other than that, this your boy Young Mills on Keep It 100 Radio. We out.